Welcome to Bros Brews Monday Cruise. Tonight on the show, we've got Andy Weston.
Yeah, I always thought Bill Cosby was innocent. Oh, are we recording?
Sammy B.
I can't top that.
And tonight, I'm your host, Drew Hancock. I don't know how to hype myself up, so that there you go. I'm the host of this show. You can stop clapping. That was terrible. Hi, guys. Welcome to Bros Brews Monday Cruise, or as we're calling it this month, Bros Brunch Mandatory Club. Because in this club, brunch is mandatory.
I don't really like brunch.
No, I don't care for it myself.
That's fine. That's a valid opinion.
Well, as a person who does not have a girlfriend, I've never eaten brunch in my life.
Whoa. I'm pretty sure I invited you to brunch with my girlfriend.
Yeah, with you. Okay. Only with your other people's girlfriends have I ever had brunch.
This is my ex-girlfriend. It's probably about 3 years ago.
That's my favorite way to enjoy brunch, is with people's girlfriends. Other people's.
I like to enjoy brunch with people's ex-girlfriends.
Yeah.
Do you still have brunch with my ex-girlfriend?
Most weekends, yes.
On the rigs.
I want to talk to you guys about balancing a checkbook. Now, when I was a little kid, I thought that was the epitome of being an adult, was balancing a checkbook. And as an adult, not only do I not know how to balance a checkbook, I don't even know what balancing a checkbook means. What you been thinking about, Sambo?
Well, the other day I was at the dentist, and you know how they lay you back in the chairs, they shine the bright light into your mouth so they can see what you're doing, but they've got to hand you maybe a little pair of sunglasses if they're a nice dentist, so you know, you don't get blinded by the light, man for man.
Blinded by the light.
It's wrapped up like a douche.
It is definitely. Yeah. It's so
definitely wrapped up like a douche.
The douche in that song is so
it's
harsh.
So pronounced.
Like, wrapped up like a douche.
Yeah, it sounds like Trey Parker. Yeah. Like,
I'm pretty sure Bruce Springsteen wrote that song, and he explained that it's not that, and he's like, it's like, they always get shit about that misheard lyric. I feel like I've seen Bruce Springsteen in an interview talking about wrapped up like a douche, and I'm like, you the man, Bruce.
Fantastic. Maybe we can drop that in here right now.
Deuce was like little Deuce Coupe, as in two-seater hot rod. Deuce, of course, is a feminine hygienic procedure.
Okay, that was Bruce Springsteen talking about wrapped up like a douche.
Fantastic.
Getting back to my point.
Thanks, Bruce.
So you're leaning back and you put the sunglasses on. I just thought it'd be cool if they handed you a leather jacket as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you do like,
I get annoyed at the dentist with how shitty quality the sunglasses they give you are.
Always very shitty.
It's like a dentist is costing you hundreds of dollars. Mm. They should give you like cool Ray-Ban.
Like Ray-Ban. Yeah.
Everyone would just steal the Ray-Ban.
But you don't even get to keep the sunglasses. Everyone gets to wear the same sunglasses. I think they could afford some nice Oakleys, some Dirty Dogs. People still wear those, right?
Maybe you could choose. Maybe they take you to a rack before you sit down. What will it be today, sir?
Well, this doesn't go with my handbag.
Well, the Dirty Dog sunglasses do match my No Fear cap. So.
And my Monster Energy hoodie.
Yeah.
Well, I don't really have much to say. One thing that's really getting on my nerves these days is just the traffic on the roads at the moment. I mean, I'm a pretty peaceful guy.
Okay.
But when I,
no. What? Okay. Peaceful guy is not how I would describe you. In fact,
what?
Me and Andy have been talking. We actually think you might have a little bit of an anger problem.
Drew, you're a fucking psychopath on the road.
The fuck did you just say to me?
See, it's happening this again.
Comes out.
Sorry,
comes out.
Sorry, but it's, you know, you guys have been very confrontational. We're recording this podcast. I'm just trying to, like, you know, inject a little lightheartedness into my thoughts on traffic.
We're not being confrontational at all. In fact, you're overreacting, and I'm worried about you. So much so that when you gave me a ride to the Bolo the other night, so we could get a couple of six packs and get loose.
Yeah,
I actually recorded you without your knowledge.
What the fuck, man?
I think you need to hear what you sound like when you're in a rational state, like you. Well, we're teetering on the edge
How did you? When did you do that? It was like a
10-minute drive tops.
You guys went to the Buttalo without me?
It was like, you were away. You were doing something with your girlfriend. It was like 7 minutes tops. Like,
yeah.
Something like that. Like, it was more than five. It was less than 10.
Exactly. That's
so the, what? You got like 10 seconds of me getting mad or something. So
No, not exactly 10 seconds. There's actually quite a lot of footage. I don't know if it's called footage, if it's a recording, but just, that's what
just,
I've got.
Just
a recording.
Audio, I guess.
Yeah, quite a lot of audio. I'm actually just going to play that for Andy now, because I think you need to hear this, and you need to hear it as well, Drew. We can maybe have a talk about this.
Well, I don't feel very comfortable, but I guess if you guys, what is this, like an intervention? Yeah
it's gotcha, yeah. Podcasting.
Okay, all right, all right.
Connected.
Hey, thanks, cunt. It's not a fucking car. It's a fucking one way. What are you doing? It's a one way! Fucking hell! Useless cunt. Cunt! How can you be such a cunt? You're welcome, cunt. Absolute tosser. What's this fucking cunt doing? What are you doing? You don't get to fucking pull across that much traffic, you fucking cunt! God. They painted the lines wide enough for you. You're in a fucking Camry, you idiot. Fuck off!
Fuck off!
Fuck off! What are you doing? Just because the bus is slowing down beside you doesn't mean you need to slow down. It's fucking 80! It's a bit of rain, you fuckwit. Just go! Why are you braking? It's a green light! Go! What the fuck? You fucking wanker. Fuck, you need a bullet, mate. Fucking stop sign. Just fucking go! I don't really understand what the fuck this shit is. Fuck's sake! Oh my god, you fucking piece of shit! You fucking cunt! Jesus Christ, some people.
Wow, that has... I see what you guys mean. That's really, really put some perspective on things. I'm gonna have a... I don't know, what did you think, Andy? I mean, am I always like this?
Yeah, you kind of are. I didn't really realize quite how bad it was until hearing that recording back.
But
that was just a drive to the bottle store.
Yeah, very, I mean, very, very short drive.
We were 7 minutes.
Yeah,
you got problems, man.
Blocks.
I think I really need to have a think about my anger issues and maybe go see a therapist and just. I think maybe we'll just cut to Ed because I just need to. I need a bit of time. This episode of Bros Brews Monday Cruise was brought to you by
Squiggles Cheese.
Let's get squiggly!
Whoa!
Squiggly wiggly with squiggly cheese!
No, enough of that, enough of that. My name is Bruce Squiggly. It's a family name. Squiggly Cheese is my family business. It's not a funny, fun name. Squiggly Cheese.
Whoa, squiggly cheese! Get squiggly with me!
Hey, kids, who wants some squiggly cheese?
No. Stop saying it like it's a fun thing. It's not a fun... cheese name. It's just normal cheese. Look, and it's made by the Squiggly family.
Look, Barry, we've been through this. We're trying to sell cheese to children. They respond well. The market research has been done.
Who hired you?
You did.
Then you're fired.
You're fired with squiggly whoa. Cheese!
Wiggly whoa! You know what'll make you feel better? It's the squiggly cheese!
Cheese was invented by the Swiss in 1912 so they would have something to store in their excess barrels.
No, that's not true. We've been a business longer than that.
Oh, you know what else has been a business for a while? Squiggly cheese!
Yeah, that's literally what I just told you, but with a funny voice. Squiggly cheese. It's just normal cheese. We've got Tasty, we've got Eat'em, we've got... That's about it. Those are our top sellers. Profits are not good at the moment, which is why I agreed to do this one-take radio advert, and I'm really regretting it.
Well, you know what I don't regret? Getting googly-woggly with my squiggly cheese!
Yeah?
Your pants just fell down! I can see your squiggly cheese!
Fine. My penis looks like a block of cheese. Is that what you want to hear?
Well, I don't know if this is kid-friendly anymore, Mr. Squiggly.
How would you like to grow up your whole life being called Squiggly Cheese Dick? It's not even clever. It's just offensive.
Look, please buy some of our cheeses.
Were you happy with that, Mr. Squiggly? Should we do another one? It'll be another $220 for another take.
No, that'll be fine.
Okay, I'll send that off to the guys at the podcast and we'll see how we go.
Thank you, Mr. Boner.
Wow, what a fantastic advertisement. I can't wait to get my hands on some of that squiggly cheese. It just sounds great for like the kids and just such a fun, playful product. Mm. We're going to move forward to the business meeting, the bros business bros.
It's the Business Bros Monthly Conference.
The Business Bros Monthly Conference. There, use that tag. Who's going to go first? I think Sam's still getting some stuff prepared for his. He's got quite an elaborate presentation, so I think we'll get you to go first, Andy, if that's all right.
Okay. For my pitch, I'm going to need some sexy music.
Wow, 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 wow.
Oh, no, not a cappella. I want actual sexy music.
How sexy do you want it?
Maybe too sexy.
This baby making music.
Oh, yeah. Tonight I want to talk about something a little bit more intimate. Now, we've talked about all sorts of products here on BBMC, but nothing involving the making love. Now, you're in the moment. You're touching. You're kissing. You smell it.
Things. Like I smell?
Things are smelling pretty good. But then the dog walks in. Is there one thing that can ruin your sexual pleasure more than the dog watching you getting it on?
Grandma watching you get it on.
No. There isn't, Drew. I'm glad that you asked. So tonight I'm going to blow your mind with just the blow of a whistle. My idea is an elaborate array of tubes around your house connected to dog whistles.
Yes!
So now when you're in any room and you want to get it on, you can just blow the tube and the whistle will blow in another room and the dog will leave.
That's incredible.
Never will the spontaneity of getting it on be ruined by the dog watching you.
Great.
That's fantastic.
I definitely think that's something I could use.
Well, I noticed that you have two dogs, so twice as many chances for the dog to watch you getting it on.
Do we want the music to still be rolling?
I guess we could probably stop the music. I've done my pitch. Good fade out. And that's my idea. I'm looking for about 10 million?
Yeah, I like it. It's definitely, I like the idea. It's definitely an issue for a lot of people in today's society.
Well, I mean, some people say that putting on a condom ruins the spontaneity, but nothing ruins the spontaneity more than the dog watching.
Yeah, it's definitely true.
Especially if he or she gets like into it or sort of watches a little too creepily.
Now, if the dog turned up with a condom in its mouth for you,
they'd be like nice wingmanning it, well, wing dogging it, I guess. I don't know.
Dog manning it.
Dog manning.
And there's a little hole in the condom from the dog's teeth. From its canines, if you will.
Oy, let's
no. Burn. No, I don't like that idea anymore, Sam.
Yeah, I like it. So I'm guessing, like, each, from what I understand, that each pipe has a whistle basically on the other side of the house. So there's a pipe in each room.
Mm-hmm. And there's actually a whistle at either end and a blowhole.
Oh,
at either
so
end.
You blow. So yeah, and if you blow, so you blow the whistle in the lounge, and like the bedroom whistle goes off.
That's right.
And vice versa.
But it's the same tube that you can use.
And then there's... But you have to have an even number of rooms, otherwise...
You do, yeah. Yeah,
otherwise there's one. Well, you could probably do kind of yeah, but a three-way system.
If you've got an odd number of rooms, then... You should have a no-sex room.
Yeah, just no-sex room. Yeah,
and right. I think it's very healthy for modern couples to have a no-sex room because sometimes you should be doing other things with your paramour rather than making sweet love. Maybe you want to make a casserole.
I can't think
or
of
it. Or talk about your relationship.
So whereabouts are they in the particular room? Are they right above the bed posts or the bed head?
Yeah, they're right above the headboard.
Does it sort of look like a pan pipe? Like you've just got them all lined up and you can kind of just play little tunes as well?
You can. You can.
Humans
play,
cannot hear.
You can play Amazing Grace for your dog.
But you can't hear it. Oh, okay. Cool.
What if you start attracting neighborhood dogs to your house when you're having
ooh,
sex?
Ooh, didn't think about that.
I'm glad you asked, Sam.
Mm.
If you attract neighborhood dogs to your house, just don't leave the doors open, you dummy.
Free dog pets all around.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what's better than finishing your coitus and petting a dog? I call that a good Sunday afternoon, my friend. Pet the D, then pet the D. That's how you guys have sex, right? You just pat your dick.
Okay.
Pat it on various objects and people. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Any further queries, questions, anything you want to add that you've missed out?
There's also a tube that lets catnip out.
is a cat a better audience member than a dog?
If I had to rank animals watching me have sex, the worst is a dog.
You do.
The second worst.
Five right now.
The second worst is your grandma.
An animal.
Okay, so she's up there.
She's technically an animal.
She's an animal. If you've seen her getting through that Christmas trifle, you know she's an animal.
Oh, Grandma, get away from the trifle.
Third, guinea pig.
Yes, the sign.
They don't make a lot of noise, and that's the problem.
Kind of always chewing.
Yeah, and it's always like...
And if you, like, roll over...
You don't want
that.
You don't want to be in, like, the throes of passion and just hear a little... whatever number we're up to now.
Four. What's number four?
Number four is bonobos.
That is some sort of ape or monkey, is it?
That's right. It's the smartest ape apart from humans. Oh. Because they know what's going on.
What's going on?
Like Marvin Gaye.
Yeah. And then number six is cats, I think.
The musical.
Five.
Yeah, number five is Cats the Musical, and number six is Cats the Animals.
I'm surprised horses didn't make the list, but yes, good thorough
list. If you want to leave your horse inside like a savage, you can.
What if it looks through the window? I guess you should close the curtains.
With that one eye, you know how they, like, on each side, they've like, got one eye, and it's just like looking
that's
at you.
Actually why they invented blinders for horses, is because back in the Victorian era, they were sick of the horses. Watching them fuck in the stables, and they were like, I say, Margaret, this is quite the inconvenience. I am going to come up with a contraption to... Yeah, and then the guy invented the horse blinders. There you
All
go.
Right.
Fun
who invented the Venetian blinders?
Some guy from Venice, I'm guessing.
Correct.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
Okay.
That's a BBMC fact.
You can look it up on bbmcfacts.com. Domain name. Shit.
Don't worry, we've already got bbmcfax.com for our, which lists our many fax numbers for our many viewer responses. Listener
I'm
responses.
Glad we got that silent fax because, yeah, we just kept interrupting episodes. You're like trying to talk and it's like, yeah, it's fucking shit. So, yeah. Thanks for your fantastic pitch, Andy. That was great. I can't wait to sort of see that getting developed and see the old... Was there a name for it?
No, I haven't actually thought of a name for
six
it
Six Pipes. No, that's... No,
I know
weird.
It.
No, Six Pipes what I call my penis.
Well, I know the song you could use to advertise it. It's obviously Blow My Whistle, Bitch.
Okay.
because there's a bit of a dog pun in there.
Oh!
Wink!
I was going to say that's offensive, but that's just delightful now.
Cool. Yeah, great work. Can't wait to see those. And I guess they'd be sold in pet stores or sex stores or both.
I think it's more of like a feature that you get installed in your house when you build a house.
It's like a contract. You're like, oh, it's an add-on. I need to get like, sex whistles added.
I need marble tiles in the bathroom. I need the sex pipes.
So this idea has been inspired by my daily life. I have a lot of trouble waking up in the morning. Late for work every day this week. No joke. Basically, in the morning I have no sense of urgency or responsibility. Like, probably if my house was on fire, I'd just hit snooze on the fire alarm.
Hey-o.
Go back to sleep. Now, what's the solution to this? If I said, oh man, I really struggle in the mornings, they'd be like, hey, me too, I'm not myself until I've had my morning coffee. Those people are fuckwits. But they ring on a true point. Caffeine is the best way to get you into a fully awakened state. Do you guys agree?
It's actually a green apple, but okay.
Or MDMA.
Okay, well, the best currently legal way, circa 2017.
Legalize it.
MDMA.
Yeah, skip weed. Go straight to MDMA.
Straight to the good stuff.
That's actually what the M stands for in BBMC. Sometimes.
So there's an acronym within an acronym?
Yeah. BBMDMAC.
MC.
No.
The M is the M.
The M is the M.
We'll cut that bit out.
Okay, but caffeine is totally useless if you're not awake to drink it, right?
I've never experimented.
Okay, well, I'm telling you it is.
Okay.
So I've come up with an idea here, and I've actually brought along a prototype model here with me.
Oh, wow. Oh, my goodness.
I reveal to you my machine.
Whoa!
This is the first time anyone's actually built something.
That's like, oh shit, that must have... How long did that take you?
Look at those cogs.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, we have a little gap between episodes, but I've been tinkering away in the old garage back home.
Wow. Just
working away at this. Put this together. I don't know if you could tell what it is right now.
I've got some vague ideas, but I don't want to say anything, but I feel like I know where you're going with it. But yeah, let's I don't know, can you demonstrate?
I'm interested in how the spatula works, isn't it?
You certainly will be. Well, what happens is I figure the best way is to get that caffeine before I'm even out of bed. Like,
you
put that in you, you're going to just start naturally waking up. You'll feel good straight away. You won't struggle that morning. Oh, I can't open my eyes. They'll just be like, bang, and you'll feel good. So this is what this machine has done. Now, I'm just going to turn it on here.
Oh, wow. Is it running off diesel?
Yep, diesel-powered.
It's diesel-powered.
It's loud.
It's quite loud, Sam.
It's
Is that safe to operate? We're in quite a small room. Are we going to be... I'll try and open the window.
Is this supposed to run all night?
Let me just open this window.
No, it doesn't.
All right. Yeah, that's a bit safer.
That's good. Normally, we would stick an exhaust out the window, but I just didn't have... I haven't built the exhaust yet.
So, okay.
So we're just working with this for now. Andy, to answer your question, it doesn't run all night. You have it hooked up to an alarm.
Oh, and it goes off at the right, like, whatever time you need to get it. Okay.
Exactly. Well, maybe half an hour before.
Warms
but it's
up.
A noiseless alarm. It will just set this off so you can just wake up in a natural, peaceful way. And
this is a lot louder than my alarm clock.
Yeah, this is pretty... It smells already. I don't think the windows are open wide enough.
Okay, well, I mean, there are things we need to work out here for sure, but...
Anyway, let's just get it going.
So let me enter the next phase here. What this is doing now is it's warming up the coffee. We need the heat from the diesel to just generate some heat there.
Is that a toaster? Is the coffee in a toaster?
No, the coffee's not in the toaster, but there's a toaster optional side on
So you can get your breakfast ready at the same time.
Yeah,
okay, yeah.
And, well, your toast will be ready as soon as you wake up, and you'll be ready to spread because you're so awake. The spatula you asked about earlier, what's that doing? That's mixing the coffee mixture. It kind of slaps it a little bit. We don't have a grinder on here, so we just slap those coffee beans right down.
Oh, that's for slapping. What are the ping pong bats for?
The ping pong bats, well, the ping pong bats, as you'll see, they're just spinning around. They just kind of look great. I just thought it was a good design to have four rotating ping pong bats.
It seems quite dangerous, like where they're spinning, like, I don't know, like if you stood up too quickly and you were under there, that's going to cause some, I don't know, like it's quite fast. Can we slow those down?
See there's a ball that runs down a long chute and it's got a bit of string attached to it. And then when it gets to the bottom of the chute, it pulls the string and that pulls a little bird's leg. Is that part of the invention?
Yeah, what we call the bird's leg in the business is that's the exhaust pipe. And the bird's mouth opening there, you see as it opens its mouth, it lets out.
But it's a real bird. Like that bird is gonna die.
Don't worry,
Drew, that is a deceased, it's a predeceased
bird.
Oh,
it's already dead.
As it opens its mouth, it lets the exhaust out into the room.
Was it dead when you started this invention?
No, well, there'd be multiple birds. They generally rot over time. The heat from the exhaust.
Oh no.
Sorry, we're paring down. I'm just going to start this back up here. The heat from the exhaust does rot the bird a lot quicker than a usual bird would.
Oh, okay, yeah.
It is really hot in here.
Can we just move forward? Can we get some coffee going? I want to drink some. Can I drink it?
Definitely.
Is it drinkable?
Okay, yeah, it is drinkable. It just takes a while to heat up.
Oh,
now,
wow. Oh my God, those sparks. Is that going to set the curtains on fire?
No, not to worry about that. I mean, ideally, you wouldn't have curtains in a room with this machine.
But it's in my bedroom when I went.
Hey, it's okay, Drew. It's got a built-in smoke alarm.
Oh, okay. That's okay.
The sunlight from coming in the curtains will actually help you to wake up quicker as well. So that's the ideal way to use this machine.
What if I make it up to my wife in the bedroom and I don't want the neighbors to see? That's a sacrifice you make to have a sweet wake-up.
Yes, yeah, exactly. Okay. Sacrifices have to be made to have the peak optimum lifestyle. If you're a businessman in this modern day world, you're busy, you've got to sleep minimum hours a night. You've just got to get up at the crack of dawn sometimes and say goodbye to nice relationships.
Okay, I've got my mug here. Can I taste some of it?
Yeah.
Is it ready to go?
Yeah, it's ready as you see. What we've got here, you actually don't need a mug. Let me just pull out this tube here.
Oh.
See, you'll see these pumps moving up and down. You'll hear the pumps.
Has that been cleaned? It looks very...
Well, no. No, it hasn't, but the coffee is very hot.
Okay, that'll neutralize it.
It neutralizes any potential diseases that our testers, which it mostly may have. So I'm just going to swing this round to your mouth.
All right, I'm ready.
Okay.
So I'm lying down in bed. I've just woken up.
You're lying in bed. Attach it around your head before you go to sleep. It will rest upon your lips all overnight.
Okay.
And that's scalding hot.
It's yes. Drew.
You okay, Drew? He can't get the chew out of his mouth.
Okay,
turn on the machine. Turn on the machine.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
Drew,
how's the coffee, Drew?
Drew, oh my god.
Too hot.
Oh my god. Okay. See, this is the problem. And what happened? I have to explain what happened here. Guys, you wouldn't normally have the machine on for that long. You just kept asking so many questions.
You said it goes for half an hour.
Well,
that wasn't half an hour.
Time passes very differently when you're half asleep, and we've calculated that on dream time. Drew, if you just quiet down, I'm just trying to present my idea in an orderly fashion here.
He seems fine.
He will be fine. And any moment now, he's going to spring up with a new burst of energy because he's just going to be... There's a lot of caffeine in there. We're talking maybe 600 milligrams of caffeine in that one hit.
Wow, that seems like more than your daily dosage.
Great. That's exactly what I was aiming for when I programmed that amount.
Okay. Apart from the fact that my throat is very badly burnt, I feel invigorated. I feel like I'm ready to take on the world.
There you go.
You sound good, too.
And I know, I think this is... it's definitely a fantastic invention, Sam. Can someone get me a glass of milk, please?
Hey, do you guys remember when we did the podcast and James talked really slow and really quietly and how good that sounded?
Sorry, I just...
I'm just reminiscing.
So what do you guys think?
I mean, it's got potential. At first, I thought it might be a coffee enema machine. When you were talking about how you got to get it into your body, and it doesn't always... I thought you meant that it doesn't always need to go through your mouth. I thought that tube was going to go right up the rectum.
Oh. Wow.
I would not want that. I mean, it hurt my throat, but it would be much worse than your butthole.
If it goes up your rectum, I don't think it needs to be that hot.
I don't think
would you compromise on the heat?
Anyway.
I certainly will not compromise on the heat. If I want to deliver a quality experience, I need a hot coffee. You don't even say, oh, I can't wait to wake up for a cold coffee in the morning, no matter where it's going in. No one's ever said that. No compromises.
Prove it.
I'll give you that. That's true.
Prove that no one's ever said that.
Okay, well, let me just play a clip of someone saying it. Well, there you go. No clip.
You got me.
I'm convinced.
Cool.
It's a thumbs up from me, as for sure. I mean, apart from the burns, but yeah.
Burns heal.
I don't know, dog.
Sometimes.
I'm gonna have to think about it, dog.
Okay, dog.
He's gonna pimp your bedroom with his coffee machine.
And do you think in future that the machine will be smaller than that?
And safer?
Well, technology moves pretty quickly these days, but we want to pack as many features in as possible, so if anything, it's going to get bigger.
Glad to hear. Are you worried about stray horses looking in your window while you brewing coffee?
Ideally, this machine is built for people probably living in high rises who live a fast-paced sort of life.
Won't the noise be a problem for the neighbors and stuff? Because that was really loud.
Well, I mean, it is 85 decibels, which we're getting into sort of home stereo, car driving past with the bass on full levels there.
Yeah, so I just want to do... an example of a user experience using your machine. Okay, so you fall asleep.
Yeah.
You wake up instantly to this deafening roar. Then you have to deal with that deafening roar for a solid half an hour before being third degree burnt in the mouth. Does that sound about accurate?
Look, I'm a businessman, not a technician or an engineer, and I'm doing the best I can to get this thing off the ground. It's a prototype. I didn't say it's a finished model.
You literally could not...
Why did you let me drink that? What the fuck? Oh, my God.
You literally could not lift this off the ground.
How did you get it even in here? I mean, it doesn't even have wheels on it.
Well, I have my friend Big Barry just haul it in here.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Big Barry... Thanks for stepping out from under my second sheet here.
I like to be in the dark.
Yeah, you do, Big Barry. I'm just going to pop this back on you here.
And goodbye.
You just go back to sleep.
Thanks for having me on the podcast.
Well, you don't need to fly away or anything like that. You're just going back under the sheet.
Okay, well, I think I've seen enough. I think we should go. Do we have any problems with going to commercial? Because I need to get something for my throat pretty quickly. I'm coughing up blood.
Well, that was a great idea, Sam. And I think a great idea should be followed with a great advertisement. So what are we advertising this month on BBMC, Sambo?
Tiny Tango dance classes.
little man, and I don't like dancing with big women because I'm insecure. That's why I come to Little Tiny Tango Dance Classes. I'm also Gilbert Gottfried.
Hello, it is me, Ricky Martin. If you want to be living la vida loca, then you should come to Tiny Tinky Dance Tambourine Club. Hey, it's me, Antonio Banderas. Was my friend Ricky Martin just here? I wanted to ask him if he wants to come to Tiny Tingle Tong Tangerine Class.
Oh, wow. Well, what's that over there? I'm Owen Wilson, and since my movie, Wasp Movie, fell through, I've been resorting to doing commercials. What's this? Tiny Tim's Trancarina Lounge? Cool. Anyway, come on down. We'll have a blast. Oh, wow.
Whether you be a tiny little man or a gigantic Amazonian woman, anyone can come down to Tiny Tango Dance Class, but just be aware that the door is only 4 feet tall, so if you can't crawl through it, then you can just go to some other normal-sized dance class.
Well, my fellow Americans, since leaving the presidency, I've spent most of my time either on Twitter or dancing at Tiny Trango's Looney Lounge. It's the best.
Dance until your feet bleed. Dance a little bit more and you get free ride in an ambulance.
Come down to Tiny Tim's Stump Dancing Lounge with your new dancing stumps and we'll give you a discount.
Hi, I'm Tiny Tango. I'm so small, people sometimes step on me in the dance class, but that's okay. I love to dance. Ah! Here comes Owen Wilson's fun!
Stop the commercial! Oh my god! Oh my god! Owen, turn that music off! Oh my god! Owen Wilson just stepped on Tiny Tango.
Oh wow, I just killed that little person. Oh wait, I'm not Owen Wilson. I'm Luke Wilson. See ya.
Blozenges! There are hot lozenges that goes in your mouth for the hot taste of blozzy all day long. You want some hot blozzy in your mouth, then you get blozenges, lozenges. No amount of sore throat is too much for a blozenges. If you've got third-degree burns down your throat, blozenges will take care of you. I'm a man. I like eating a mince pie and drinking a Big M. And when I'm done, I have a blozenges.
If you're coming down with a cold, or you've got strep throat, or you've just been yelling into a radio microphone all day, take a blozenge!
Blozenges, get them while they're hot, containing amounts of pseudoephedrine previously deemed unsafe by the FCC. Get them while you still can.
Gots to have my blozenge.
What a great couple of commercials, especially that last one for blozenges. They sent in a pack for us to demo, and obviously, I, as you can hear, I've just tried one, and within, 10 minutes while we were taking a short break, the burns in my throat, they feel better. I mean, I can still feel like there's scar tissue in there.
Still very red.
Yeah, but I can, like, you can see it from the outside. It's quite a, it's glowing, like a weird throbbing sort of, red. Like, I'm going to go to the doctor pretty morose as soon as I can. But, yeah, I can talk. I feel great. So those definitely work a treat. Head out to your nearest black market supermarket, I guess, because it doesn't sound like you can really legally buy them. But
we're going to move on to our next segment. It's a regular segment. It's a fan favorite. We've had some fantastic guests on it lately. It's Sammy B's Band Bonanza. I'm going to let him introduce the guest shortly. But I've just seen out the window some fucking parking warden. What are you fucking doing, cunt? Oi! No, fuck off! No, that's a 2-hour zone. Oh. Okay, sorry guys. I'll be back real short. I just got to move my car. This fucking piece of shit out here.
There we go again. Okay, so this month we've got a very famous name. We actually quite often have some high profile names here on
surprisingly often.
Sammy B's Band Bonanza, but you know, we're a pretty up there podcast as all the hits we get is getting pretty insane. So Maybe it's not that surprising, but this time, Andy, I've managed to wrangle us a big name in the electronic music world. And here he is as DJ Shadow.
DJ Shadow?
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. I'm just going to stop you. I'm just going to cut in right there. It's happened a lot. I'm not DJ Shadow. He's great. I love him. I am DJ Shad-O, like Shad Zero.
Oh, okay.
It's S-H-A-D and then a zero. He's like Shadow, like the whole word. I swear, I gotta get on my management. They send the emails out. You know, they get me on these promo talks. I'm sick. Look, because I get it a lot.
It's all good, man.
And you guys, you were so excited, and you thought I was DJ Shadow. I mean, he's amazing. I'm nothing on him. But
I mean, I wasn't that excited. You're actually more of the caliber of guest that we're used to on Sammy.
Yeah, well, I was gonna say, I was like, what are these fucking nobodies out in the middle of nowhere think what the fuck would DJ Shadow come? Anyway, okay. I digress. I'm sorry.
James Hetfield was on the show. So.
Yeah, he's a fucking hack. Anyway. So I want to talk to you guys about a lot of things. I'm really excited. I got a lot of energy. I'm sure you want to talk about the music, but
we don't know your music.
Well, yeah, because you thought I was DJ Shadow.
Yeah.
Well, I'm
talk about your big hits like 6 Days from the Private Press in 2002 and Nobody Speak from The Mountain Will Fall in 2016.
That's a great track. That's a great track.
I think so too.
I mean, my tracks are bangers. People come to my shows, they're chomping at the bit. They can't get enough. But what I really hate is I do these press interviews and it's just, you know, I saw you hooked up with Kesha. Oh, how's Kate here? And it's, you know, all this talk about my sex life and it's all this nonsense. I don't like getting distracted from the real me, which is I've come to you guys today with an opportunity to unlock your true potential. Now, just look inside yourself. Look at me. You look like a successful man.
He is pointing at Sam.
You look like a very successful man.
Well.
And I want to take that success. I want to take it further.
You want to take it further?
How much money do you think I make in a year, Sam?
Well, as not the DJ Shadow that I thought we brought on here, I don't know. What, Andy, what are your ballpark figure? In a year?
I'm saying like a no-name DJ.
I'm not a no-name DJ. I'm up there. I mean, I'm no DJ Shadow, but I'm up there. I'm up in the charts, baby. I'm rocking festivals.
Look, I'm guessing you do a few weddings. You play down at South Bank. South Bank are good gigs. I'm reckoning you make about maybe $40,000 a year.
Oh, way off, baby.
Less?
Try $400K a year. Boom! How do you see that coming, huh?
I really didn't.
No, I didn't see that at all.
Right, let me let you in on a little secret, bros. Okay. Let me in on a little secret. Let me give you the opportunity to take your wealth and spread it and go bigger. And what I'm going to do is I am going to give you the tools you need to become free. You can have anything you want. You can go anywhere you want. You just have to commit. And to commit, you're going to have to, I mean, the way this works is we're gonna move some stuff. We're gonna get things out there. We're gonna free some minds. And the way we're gonna do that is I got some boxes out of my van outside. I'll bring them in a minute. I'm gonna show you some stuff. It's great. We got a lot of great products. We can sell them. But what's gonna happen is you guys are gonna buy them off me for a small premium, and the price you will get from the public, your profits will skyrocket. I'm going to see these charts. I've got these charts over here. Okay, I'm just going to ruffle. No, don't interrupt. What's going on?
Okay. I think this is quite obvious. You're a pyramid schemer.
What?
No
way.
This charts you've got here, one line goes up, the other line goes down. It's the shape of a pyramid.
That's a triangle, buddy. I don't know if you did geography in school or not, but that's a fucking triangle, bro.
He's got you there.
It's a pyramid is a three-dimensional object constructed by the Egyptians to put their dead shit in. What's a pyramid? I ain't even heard of that before.
If anything, it's a triangular prism.
Yeah, it's a triangle. Yeah, whatever that guy said. What's your name, pal?
My name's Andy.
Yeah, I don't give a shit. Anyway, Andy, my friend, my best buddy, how would you like to make some money, pal?
I would like to make some
yeah,
money.
Yeah, he'd like to make
no,
some money.
No, 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 hold on. This is
Sam,
a music
stop butting him in. He's going to make me money.
This is a music interview segment. This is not what I brought you on for.
Yeah, but as I explained earlier, I hate the talk of the music. I mean, you'll hear my tracks. They're huge. They're everywhere. They're tremendous. People love them. But you can listen. You can get an interview with Rolling Stone for me if you want. You could look that. I'm sure that exists somewhere.
I'm not just going to look up an interview from Rolling Stone and just read it out on
I
our.
I looked at you guys. I came in here and I saw a couple winners and I thought,
really?
I can do something with these guys.
Don't buy into what he's saying, Andy. It's bullshit.
You never call me a winner.
This is absolute bullshit. You must have seen this before. This, like, you probably go door to door, DJ Shadow. I don't know if you're a DJ.
Underneath the boxes of product, I have some decks and I got some records and I could spin a few tunes for you guys here if you want me to set up and do that. I mean, I got...
That's why we brought you in.
He makes $400,000 a year.
Yeah, did you not hear me, bro?
How much
of see these barbed wire tattoos on my biceps? You know how... Look how many! Count them! How many are there?
He's really strong.
How? Yeah, There's a lot! They cost a lot of money, okay? You know who fucking does these tattoos? Dwayne The Rock Johnson. He's not even a fucking tattoo artist. I paid him to do them because I'm so fucking loaded, okay?
Do you pay per barbed wire?
Per barb! He fills in the wires pro bono, but the barbs, oh boy, you gotta believe me. Anyway, I'm sorry, I misread you guys. I thought you look like a couple winners. You're not.
I'm a winner.
No, so, no.
I thought you would be.
What kind of car do you drive?
It doesn't matter. This
he probably doesn't even have a car.
This opportunity has slid.
Nothing.
The opportunity has slid away.
Last one of your tricks.
Okay. I
bet he's got a Suzuki.
I mean, yeah, I just, probably. I'll play a track in a second. I just was so excited. I got this delicious product that you guys could have just.
Is it chocolate?
Absolutely. No.
I want to know what it is.
Anyway, it's over. You're going to be poor schmucks for the rest of your life.
No.
That's fine.
No. Don't listen to Sam.
Let's play. Sorry. Can we just take a short break and I'll set up and we can play the track and I'll get the fuck out of here and I'll go talk to some real people who might want to make some money.
But we can talk after
this
the show,
not
right?
What we brought you in for.
Andy, you sound like a reasonable man. I'd like to shake your hand right now.
We're shaking hands. Oh, he's got a really strong grip.
See the barbed wires on that arm?
Oh, he's got barbed wires on both arms.
How many? Count them. Count them, pal.
I count this too many.
See? You see what I'm about? I'm fucking real, bro. You doubt me? All right, we'll take a break. We'll set up. We'll play the track. And again, I'm going to have a chat to this winner over here. This loser. This guy. Good luck fucking borrowing money off your fucking aunt or whatever. Some shit. I don't know.
You know, I've never been... attracted to a guy before, but I think I want to kiss DJ Shed Zero.
Oh my god, you're so stupid.
DJ Shed Zero! Alright, we'll be right back, guys! We'll be right back!
No, you're not taking over the
DJ
show.
DJ Shed Zero!
No, it's the Sammy B's band Bonanza.
This segment has been brought to you by McGonagall's Nipple Cream. I use it, and it's pretty good. That's the whole ad!
All right, and we are back with Sammy B's Bam Bonanza here with DJ.
Yeah, bro.
DJ Shad Zero. Not DJ Shadow. DJ Shad Zero. He's about to play a track for us, I believe. He's just been setting up his decks and.
Bro, yeah. All right, everybody. We're back. We're ready to go. Oh, yeah. Feeling it. Feeling the enthusiasm.
Yeah.
Feel alive. Yeah. Loving it.
Yes.
Sammy, I'm not loving your vibe, though. You're a little down.
What about me, DJ Shad Zero?
We had a little chat while I was sitting up. He's down. He's with me. He's roaring.
I like your
feel
eyes.
Feel his fire. I love it. Okay. Yeah. All right, you guys.
I like your little mustache.
Ready to hear the dopest shit ever?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, let's do this. Y'all ready, motherfuckers?
I'm ready, I guess.
Oh! Yeah! DJ Shady Row! Yeah! Feeling it! DJ Shad Zero!
barbecue sauce getting lost in the mix, yo.
Hey, what are you doing? Stop, get your hand off that.
Barbecue sauce in the mix, yo.
No, stop, 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 stop.
Barbecue sauce getting lost in the mix, yo.
Shut up, shut up. Turn this shit off.
Barbecue sauce getting
lost in the mix, yo.
Don't touch my decks. Hey, brother. Let me just tell you something right now. If you don't want to get cut, don't ever touch another man's decks, okay?
Jesus Christ,
you fucking
cut.
Touch the faders on my decks one more time, I will fucking cut you, bro.
Do you see what we're dealing with?
Jesus
this guy is
Christ.
A fucking psychopath.
Don't touch his faders. Why are you touching his faders?
Why are you on his side? He's clearly crazy. He's coming here. I don't even know what he's promoting. Now it's barbecue sauce. He said he wanted us to move boxes. Boxes
okay.
of barbecue.
Okay, guys.
There wasn't an ad. There was a song.
Okay,
there
guys.
Was not
I'm
a
gonna,
song.
Like, all right. I can tell you guys are a smart couple guys. You're onto it.
Well, yeah.
And that I just wanted to give you a once in a lifetime opportunity. I got this. Sick barbecue sauce. It's going off. I can't keep it. I got like no room for it because it's getting made faster than I can sell it. No,
you
wait. Let me rephrase. It's selling so fast that I can't get it out fast enough. I need to expand my empire. I'm just trying to help you guys out. And it's
you made $400,000?
Yeah, if you just
He's made absolutely nothing.
Bro, do I need to show you the barbed wire tattoos again?
No, show me again.
I like them.
Oh, that.
See this bad boy. There. See this bad boy. See that bad boy.
Sam, have you seen us?
Dwayne The Rock Johnson did
these. How much do you reckon you can bench?
Dwayne The Rock Johnson didn't do shit. That's absolutely
nothing. I know. I knew, I'm going to tell you right now. I can bench 4 boxes of DJ Shed Zero's barbecue sauce.
How heavy is that?
Oh, there's a lot in there, man. There's a lot.
Sam, you hearing this?
All right, look, it's barbecue sauce. We actually do our own commercials on here. We did not bring you on. You're not paying us for this airtime. You can't just say you're
I'll
DJ
tell you what. I'll tell you
Shadow
what. I
bring
will,
you on.
I'll tell you.
It's true.
I'll
we do have the Bros Barbecue Mayonnaise Chipotle.
I'll tell you what. I get what you're saying. I get what you're putting out. You know, you guys, you get paid. This is how you run the podcast. You run ads. People pay. Once in a lifetime deal, 4 free boxes of DJ Shad Zero's barbecue sauce on the house. You can sell. Let me tell you. Look at it. It's a small bottle. Do you want to know how much this fucker sells for?
Definitely.
Well, I mean,
$50 limited edition. You can sell these. Do you
guys
even us? You got anyone
in
4 boxes?
Pyramid scheme. Pyramid scheme.
4 boxes.
None of this is real. None of this is real. He doesn't make. Whatever,
$40 million, $40,000.
None of this is real.
I'm out, motherfuckers. Fuck you guys. In 5 years' time, you're gonna see 2 other guys with millions of dollars, beautiful women, Hannah. Beautiful women hanging off their arms.
No,
you'd be like, that could have been me.
Get out of Sammy B's fan bonanza.
Get out.
Leave 1 box of barbecue sauce and just get the fuck out.
Fuck you, Sam.
Jesus, how dim are you, Andy? Good God, that guy was a scammer straight up.
That guy was giving us an opportunity of a lifetime.
No, he wasn't. Did you hear that music? That was. I mean, worse than MC Showreel last week. Why was he rapping? I thought it was electronic music.
What are you guys yelling for? Fuck, you won't believe me. This fucking cunt just tried to fucking give me a tick. What's going on? When's the musical guest coming?
Sure. Oh, you've just missed a bit. It wasn't a musical guest. True. It was some shitheel who's...
DJ Shadow.
No, it wasn't DJ Shadow.
Even better.
It was DJ Shed Zero, which is just some made-up fucking
sick.
Name.
It's like
Coke Zero. It's the same taste, but it's better for you.
What is wrong with you people? Can't you see through this? It's a pyramid scheme.
Sorry, no.
He was so loud.
Just interrupt. I know he's really good at, like, his tracks are fire, but he makes this fucking sweet barbecue sauce as well. It's fucking awesome.
Drew, Sam was so loud, and he made DJ Shad Zero go away, and I really wanted to get in on that deal. I was going to make $400,000.
Dude, we could have bankrolled, like, 10 episodes of the podcast.
And this is what always happens.
He actually has this thing. He, like, sells his barbecue sauce to people. At like a massively discounted rate.
Did he talk to you outside?
No, I haven't seen him. I was coming.
Because his truck would have been right around your van.
Oh, is
there.
That what that was? Oh, I was too busy yelling at the parking warden. I fucking, like, I kind of threatened his family and stuff, but he let me out of the ticket in the end.
Okay, well.
So what, we don't, there's a music segment over?
Yeah, there's nonsense. Absolute nonsense.
Okay.
Well, music segment's over. All of our guests are ridiculous. We need to start vetting these people. I don't know how we keep letting them in. I guess it's my segment.
But yeah, it's kind of your job to fucking...
I don't know. I just...
Yeah, that's all the time we've got today, guys. It's I've been your host, Drew. This is has been another episode of BBMC. I'd like to thank Sam, as always, with bringing his band Bonanza. It wasn't really a band this time, apparently. It was a DJ with some delicious barbecue sauce.
You know, it rarely is. Maybe I'll rename that segment. But
it's as if someone that wasn't Sam named that segment.
And Andy Weston here as well with his fantastic idea for a series of whistles through your house to distract your dog when you're having sex.
I'd like to thank Drew for being a great host. Also, I'd like to thank Drew for calling me Andy Weston, full name, and calling Sam just Sam.
Well, I'd like to thank Andy Weston for pointing out that was a little funny joke there at the end of the episode. I'd like to thank Drew for just you know, rising up from internship to just take over first episode running. Did very well.
I'd like to thank Sam for just saying what he just said then, and I'd like to thank Andy for making this funny joke, and I'd like to thank Sam for also thanking Andy for that funny joke he made about how I called him Andy Weston and not just Sam.
I'd like to thank Drew because I think he hasn't really been thanked enough.
I'd like to thank Andy for thanking me again because I too think I haven't been thanked enough. And I'd like to thank myself because I don't think I've been thanked enough.
You know what? I am thankful for the amount of thanks that have been thrown around right here.
It's
so
beautiful.
Thank you, Sam. Thank you, Drew.
Thank you, Andy.
Anyway, that's thank the you, end Andy. Of the episode. And we just got one final commercial from our sponsors. Thanks.
I'm a mother, and I know what's best for my child. And no other parent or the law is going to tell me to change that. So if baby wants a cigarette, baby's gonna get a cigarette. But sometimes, I can't help but wonder if a pack or two a day is bad for my child. That's where baby cigarettes come in. Quarter the strength, half the size, twice the flavor. And they look so adorable in my little baby's fingers. Baby cigarettes.
My name is Gary and my mama bought me baby cigarettes for my third birthday.
Isn't he adorable?
He's so short. Did it stunt your growth at all?
That's not proven.
Well, my name is Jim Jones and I'm here to put your mind at ease regarding cigarettes. There's absolutely no proof that your child... Oh my god, what is wrong? He's a beautiful little boy. Yes.
John Jones is a doctor.
Absolutely not. I will not let little Martha put her mouth on any of these filthy sticks.
Why don't you fuck off, Maureen? We all know your husband lost his job. Baby cigarettes, they're not for losers like Maureen.
My name's Roger, and I just lost my job. My only comfort is baby cigarettes.
No, they're not for grown men.
I can't afford man cigarettes. Wait, I'm 3 years old, that's why.
Oh, that's fine then. Boy, is there a lot of old-sounding babies in this park.
But what's this? The government trying to tell you what to do? I won't have any of that. Try new baby cigarettes before they're banned.
But what about cancer?
It hasn't been invented yet.
Oh, good.
I never heard of no cancer, but I've heard of really cool kids who smoke baby cigarettes.
They come in two colors. Pink for girls and blue for boys. Because it's the 50s.
My mommy bought me a pack of baby cigarettes, and I have always been the most popular kid at school ever since.
Hey, I'm Tina. I'm 3 years old, and I smoke baby cigarettes, and I love their flavor.
Throw away that pacifier and suck on some real fire.
Can we go home now, Mom?
Sure thing, Timmy.
Wait. You're not his mother. I'm his mother.
No, I'm his mother.
I'm his mother.
Oh, hey, I'm a really young Owen Wilson.
I'm Owen Wilson's dad, and I approve baby cigarettes.
I love
baby cigarettes.
I love
Baby cigarettes.
I love baby cigarettes.
Baby cigarettes.
Baby cigarettes.
I love
baby cigarettes.
I love
baby cigarettes.
Smoking down baby cigarettes.
Who was flat?
My fellow Americans, I am little baby Barack Obama and I smoke baby cigarettes.
What the fuck? I didn't think he was alive in the movie. He definitely wasn't. Doesn't matter.
Hey guys, if you enjoyed the potty, please smash that subscribe button.
And give us a rating on iTunes. 5 stars only, please.
I'm actually cool with 4. But let's be honest, it costs you literally nothing to bump a 4 up to a 5.
Also, please tell your friends about us.
Please tell someone. Help! I'm trapped in your phone.